And one thing I hate, well, I ain't gonna say hate, that I've grown to dislike about a lot of things that's in my life is a lot of people get my concept and my way of life confused. You know, they'll say, like, you walk around with all this anger and hate in your heart. I don't walk around with anger and hate in my heart. You get what I'm saying? I walk around with confusion. Because my whole thing is, people know what you do. Whether you admit it out loud or whether you, you know, admit it to a friend or a pastor, a priest, whatever, you know what you do or what you have done. You get what I'm saying? And because of that, you should want to do better or go about certain things better or do things better or different. You know what I'm saying? And then when you don't, that's the part that makes me irritated and confused. Cause I'm like, you and I both know what we know. Like, why am I the only one that's trying to make it right and you could just try when you want to and then turn it off when you want to? And that's the thing that confuses me. Like, if I know for a fact that I may have been a shitty friend to someone or something, and I know that this friend hasn't really done anything to me, but I know I have been, did some little things to a friend or something like that. Without that friend's permission or hint or clue, I'm going to do everything. If I really want this friendship, I'm going to do everything I can to show the person, like, hey, yeah, I noticed I've been fucking up. I'm trying, though. But if I notice it and then continue down the same path, I mean, that clearly states I don't care. So why should the next person? You get what I'm saying? I mean, over time, people have realized certain things. I guess it changed their mind. But why does it have to only be me? You know? I vent a lot. I talk a lot. And I say what I have to say. And I accepted that everybody have their own gift. My voice is my gift. You know? And I used to be scared of it at first. Because I knew that some people would agree with me. Some people will see it. Some people will see my vision and actually want to be a part of it. And then there were those who completely disagree. And then you have those in-between people. The in-between people can sway left or right. Those are the people I fear the most in life. It's the people that's uncertain and unsure about a decision or about a path that they want to go and make. And that's one of the things about myself that I had to grow up and I had to learn, because I was one of those people. So once I realized that and I'm trying to change that, you know, it seemed like everything is going wrong. Like, everybody wants to attack and mess up or misconstrue what I'm saying and my visions. And it's just irritating. Like, I know my visions and my dreams is pure, you know, and genuine. It's just that the people I want to see it the most don't. And that's irritating. Like, young people don't think, like, I want to travel and stuff too. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people make it seem like, oh, they work hard. A lot of people grew up in stuff like that. When you do to their, where they're from and things, I want to go in the country life. I want to experience that. I want to experience a lot of things with a lot of people. I want to meet different people. I want to know different people, religions and cultures and how they live and how they view things and help out any long way I can. That is my dream, because in doing that, I get to travel. You know, so that's something that I like to do. And that's something that I can deal with. You get what I'm saying? And that's what the case may be. So I'm trying to basically build an empire, you know? On my own, I'm trying to see how I can succeed and who do I talk to and people that I meet and I want people to interact with me. I want to build a treehouse. I want to call that guy and be on the show. I want to be on House Hunters. You know, I want to do all of these things, and I want to experience it with my kids. I don't want them to be dumb to religion and cultures too, growing up here on one side. And I want them to experience it. I want people that's from my neighborhood. I want funding for trips for people, for us to come and help the people in Africa and these small world countries and all that. I want to do all of that. Hopefully one day I will, you know. Thank y'all for letting me vent again.